Even though I am going to speak in English, אני רוצה להקדים כמה מילים בעברית ואלו שלא מבינים אנגלית. אל תדאגו, כי חז"ל אמרו שיש דברים שלא צריכים להבין את הלשון כדי להבינם. ובפרט חז"ל אמרו, דבורים היוצאים מן הלב נכנסים אל הלב. אני לא יכול להבטיח שהדבורים יצאו מהלב, אבל מן הלב בוודאי יצאו. אז אני מקווה שאפילו אלו שלא מבינים את הלשון יבינו את העניין. I consider it an honor and a merit to have been asked to address you this evening on behalf of Limudei Hashem. We want to understand the essence of anything. It's good to study and investigate its name. The name of something reveals its essence. The name of this institution is Limudei Hashem, which refers to a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Dalet, pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem, V'rav Shlom Bonayich. All of your children will be learned from Hashem, and there'll be great peace for all your children. On this pasuk, Chazal teach us, and we say it daily, Omer Reb Elazar, Omer Reb Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim increase Shalom. We'll translate it peace, but that's not what it means. Talmidei Chachamim increase Shalom in the world. Al Tikrei Bonayich Ele Bonoyich. Your children are the builders of the world. Talmidei Chachamim who build the world, and they increase Shalom in the world. But it's not just Talmidei Chachamim that increase Shalom in the world, but the entire Torah. The Rambam tells us in the end of Hilchas Chanukah, Lo nitna haTorah ela lahavi shalom ba'olam. The entire purpose the Torah was given was to bring shalom to the world. What does that mean? Shalom does not mean peace. Shalom means perfection, harmony, shlemus. When there is perfection, there has to be harmony. Because no one thing in this world is perfect, except the Rabbanu Shalom. And all the individual things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world only reach their perfection when there's a team effort, when everything harmonizes together. And that is what Shalom is. We live in a world where from the very basic elements of the world, no one thing can do it all. It's only the sum total of the entire creation that has some kind of semblance of perfection when it works together. We pride ourselves that we received the Torah with Taryag Mitzvahs. All of us accepted a Torah of 613 Mitzvahs. That is a lie. No one in this room, myself or any of you, could ever fulfill 613 mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are only for Kohanim. If you're not a Kohen, you can't have 613 mitzvahs. What would you tell me? Kohanim have 613 mitzvahs. Not true. Because there are certain mitzvahs that are only for Yisraelim. A Kohen could never fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen from the father's standpoint. He's exempt from that mitzvah. There are certain mitzvahs that are only for men. No woman could ever do those mitzvahs. And there are certain mitzvahs that are only for women. At least in my lifetime, I'm hoping that no man will ever bring the sacrifice after childbirth. That is a woman's mitzvah. So, unless you're a Kohen, Levi, Israel, man and woman wrapped into one, which today may be possible, but under normal circumstances was not, you can't have Tariq mitzvahs. So what is the idea of the fact that we receive Tariq mitzvahs? The idea is that we didn't receive it as individuals. We received it ke'ish echad, b'lev echad, as a conglomerate called Klal Yisrael. And each member of Klal Yisrael, as part of the Klal, received Tariq mitzvahs. And everybody contributes their unique part. That's what mitzvahs are all about, and that's what Torah is all about. Yisrael, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is Rosh Tevos. It's the first letters of the following words. Yesh, Yud, Shishim, Shin, Ribui, Osios, LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters to the Torah, spells Yisrael. Simple meaning is that there are 600,000 letters in the written Torah, and every Jew is a letter. Because there are 600,000 root souls of Klal Yisrael, and all of us are part of one of those souls. There's only one problem. There aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. There are only a little more than 300,000 letters. So what does it mean? And there are many, many answers to the question, but I think that perhaps there's no question. The question would only be if it said, Yesh Shishim Ribui Osios BaTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. There aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. But if that's what it said, it wouldn't spell Yisrael. It would spell Yisra'ab. In order to spell Yisrael, it has to be Yesh Shishim Ribui Osios LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters to the Torah, which means that in addition to the 300,000 letters that are found in the written Torah, you have to add another 600,000 letters to make it complete. Those are the souls of the Jewish people. Because Yisrael, the Oraisa, the Kutshabrichu Chadu, without Klal Yisrael, the Torah is not complete. So each and every one of us is a letter that's added to the Torah to make it complete. And just like in the written Torah, if any letter is missing, no matter how insignificant the word is that that letter is found in, the Torah is puzzle. It's not a sefer Torah. Every letter is important. Every Jew is important. And the Torah can never be complete. There can't be that shalom, that shleimus, unless it's kol bonayich limudei Hashem. All your children are learned of the Rabbanu Shalom. Not most of them, not some of them. Not only the ones that are capable of learning easily, all of them. And when it's all of them, then it's Rav Shlom Bonayev, then those that build the world. Klal Yisrael that make the world more perfect through Torah. Then there's Rav Shalom, then there is great perfection, great harmony in the world. That was the greatness of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, it says, V'hanefesh asher osu b'chorom. Avram Avinu went out and he converted and influenced the people of his generation. And he influenced and converted thousands of them. And yet the Torah uses the singular, HaNefesh Asher Osu. And many say when it comes to Nefesh, when it comes to the Neshama, they're all one, but that's only by Jews. Here we're talking about non-Jews. Why does it say Nefesh? Why doesn't it say HaNefoshos? And I think a possible explanation could be that Avraham Avinu was not concerned with the masses. He was concerned with every individual, and he understood that unless every individual is reached, unless every individual is inspired, unless every individual has a chance to be part of a belief and service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the world can never be perfect and never be complete, and there can't be harmony. So Avraham Avinu understood the importance of every individual. Kol ha-matzil nefesh achas v'Yisrael. You save one nefesh, you saved an entire world. Because the entire world depends on each individual. Everybody has their part. We can take this even further. Why is it called Limudei Hashem? People who are learned from God directly. There's a beautiful marsha which is so relevant to the work of Limudei Hashem. It's astounding. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Hamoneya Halacha Mipi Talmid Keilu Gozlo Minachlas Avosa, Shenemar Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe Morosho Kehilas Yaakov, Morosho Hu Lechol Yisrael Misheshes Yimei Bereshis. Anyone who holds back teaching Torah to any child, to any student, so he is stealing his birthright. He's stealing his rightful inheritance, because the Torah is an inheritance for the entire Jewish people from the 6 days of creation. And the Gemara goes on, Omar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Omar Rav Shimon Chasida, Kol Amoneya Halacha Mipital Nirafilu Ubrim Shibimei Iman Nekalim. A person who holds back Torah from a student, even the embryos curse him. Says the Marsha, what does it mean? It's talking about a person who refuses to teach a child because he feels the child isn't capable of learning. He's not on the level that it's going to be easy to get through to him. And therefore he refuses to disseminate Torah to a child who has a learning disability. It's hard, schwer to teach him. He's stealing that child's birthright, because the Torah is the inheritance of every Jew. Every Jew has a portion of the Torah. Some more, some less. Some higher, some lower. But everybody has a portion, and the Torah is not complete unless every letter is there, no matter what letter it is. And only when all 600,000 letters that are the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are attached to the Torah, then the Torah is complete. So someone who holds back teaching Torah to a student because he thinks the student is not capable of learning is going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that the Torah is the inheritance of every Jew. And then the Marsha continues, why do the embryos curse it? Because if you think that a child who has a learning disability, whose mouth is closed to learning, can't learn, then what are you going to say about an embryo inside the womb that learns Torah with a malach? If an embryo whose mouth is totally closed, who's the most disabled you can imagine, can learn Torah from a malach, then anyone can learn Torah. Surely a born child can learn Torah. And if you give the impression that there's a child in this world that can't claim his birthright, his rightful portion in Torah, in some way, then the embryos will curse you, because then you are implying that surely they can't learn Torah. Torah is something that every single human being, every single Jew, has a birthright to from the time before they're born already. However, it doesn't come easy. It takes a tremendous amount of commitment, tremendous amount of effort, sincerity, professionalism, to be able to unlock that inheritance that exists in the neshama of every Jewish child, and to find the way to reach and access the Torah that that child possesses for the sake of that child. And sometimes it takes tremendous effort, and tremendous commitment. The Gemara relates in Eruvin, Rav Preda had a Talmud that didn't get it unless he reviewed the subject with him 400 times. 400 times. Can you imagine what a shvera cup that Talmud had? What kind of learning disability he must have had? And one time he was learning with him, and he only went over it 200 times, and then he was called away to some emergency. He came back and he taught them the other 200 times. And the kid didn't understand. So Preda said, "What's the problem? I've gone over with you 400 times. He said, "Well, after you were taken away for the first emergency, every time you taught it to me again, I was thinking that maybe you're going to be taken away again, so I wasn't really paying attention." So what did Preda do? He didn't throw him out of the school. He didn't even throw him out of the class. He taught him another 400 times from beginning to end. And a Basco came out of Shomayim and told Rav Preda, "You have a choice. For what you did in reviewing for this child another 400 times, you have a choice. You can either live for 400 years or you can merit that your entire generation, because of you, will go to Olam Haba." And Rav Preda chose the second option. "I'd like that my entire generation go to Olam Haba." And the Rabbanu Shlom told them, "Because you chose the second option, you're going to get both of them." And he lived to 400 years, and his entire generation were zocha to Olam Haba. You know why? Because someone who is concerned that every Jewish child learns Torah, that every child, no matter how learning disabled that child will be, no matter how many times you have to review over and over and over again, 400 times, and if it's necessary, a second 400 times, then people will learn from that person and consider every individual important. And that's how you bring shlemus. That's how you bring harmony and perfection to the world. And when there's harmony and perfection in the world, then the entire generation goes to Olam Haba. And if you consider every person so important, then every second is important, and a person deserves extra life because he'll make the most of it. And that's what Chazal say in Pirkei Avos: "Al tihi boz lechol adam." Do not consider any human being unimportant, irrelevant. Everybody's important. Because shlemus and perfection is only when there's a totality, when there's a group effort, when there's harmony amongst everyone. And if one is missing, then it's like a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter. It's even more than that. You need more than patience and determination. The Gemara says in Tainus, Rav Ikla Lahu Asra. Rav went to a certain place and there was a drought. It wasn't raining. Gozer Tanisa Veloasa Mitra. And he made a fast day and they davened for rain and no rain came. Nochis Kamei Shlicha de Tzibura. Certain chazan, Shliach Tzibur, went to the Omid to daven. Omer Mashiv HaRuach, when he said Mashiv HaRuach, the wind started to blow. Omar Morid Ageshim Vasa Mitra. When he said Morid Ageshim, immediately it started to rain. So Rav was intrigued. Who is this person? Where does he have this tremendous merit that he tells God what to do? When he says Mashiv HaRuach, the wind blows. Omar Lei Mai Uvdoch. What do you do? Why are you Zoche? Why did you merit that your prayers are answered? Omar Lei Mikri Dardiki Ano. I'm a teacher. A school teacher, teach little children. Umakrino levnei aniye ikivnei asiri. I teach the poor equal to the way I teach the rich. And someone who can't afford, so I don't take anything from him. I teach him for free. The isli peira de kavri, and I have a pond, a fish pond behind the school room. The chol man de posha, a child who can't learn. He has behavioral problems. He has learning disabilities. He pashut can't learn. So I don't throw him out of the school. I don't tell him, well, too bad, you can't learn. What do I do with him? Mishachdina leminayu, I take him to the fish pond. And I play with him. And I bribe him. Umefaisinan leyadoosi vikari. And I fix him up. I correct him. I build him up through the fish pond. And then bring him back and enable him to learn too. It's not just determination and it's not just patience that enables someone to educate every child. You need a certain amount of expertise also. You need a certain amount of a derech to be able to know how to give the proper therapy. Whether it's play therapy or music therapy or sports therapy, that's what this teacher did. He took the child out to his fish pond, and through that he enabled the child to get an interest in learning and the ability to be able to do it. I had the pleasure of being able to visit Limudei Hashem, to visit the school and to get a grand tour. Rabbi Eisenstark and Mrs. Blumenfeld, and I met the teachers, and I met the students, and I met the therapists there who were involved in all of this professionalism, and I saw a school that has all of these ingredients. There are people that are dedicated, who are willing to put in the effort with tremendous patience, with tremendous dedication, with a feeling that every Yiddish in the Shema is important. And it's not them that it's important for alone. It's me that it's important for, because I'm missing perfection. If everybody's not involved, if every letter is not in the Sefer Torah, then my letter is not there either. But in addition to the patience and the dedication and the tremendous amount of work and effort that's put in, I also saw a tremendous amount of professionalism, tremendous amount of chokhmah, people who understand the problem and have effective methods how to deal with them. Not all of us can be teachers or principals or therapists. But if we support the work of these people who are ensuring that the inheritance and birthright of every Jewish child is supported and provided in the way that they can receive it, then we become partners with them. And we share in their reward, and the reward is not just for one generation. Because when you build up a person, you build them and their children and children's children, at sof kol adoros. And even when a person leaves this world after 120 years, and he can't anymore fulfill mitzvahs, and amass more and more merit, but he gets dividends on the mitzvahs that he did in this world. And if he enabled a child to learn, and because of that the child was able to be a functioning member of society, and raise a family himself, and bring up his children, and those children brought up children, then anyone who's a partner in that first child reaps the dividends that go on ad chiyas hamesi. And someone who considers important every child, every neshama. No one is irrelevant. No one is unreachable. Someone who understands that, he himself becomes important. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv him and gives him arichas yomim. And he benefits the entire generation and sees to it that others also understand that and brings them all to Olam Haba. Yirtzeh Hashem. If we are wise enough to be partners with those who have created the institution of Limudei Hashem and daily are doing tremendously effective job with tremendous amount of professionalism and effort and patience, then in Yirtzeh Hashem we will see the day when Taka Kol Bonayich Limudei Hashem, when all Yidden and all the world will be students of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam will teach us Torah directly, and then there will be no problems. Everybody will be able to learn. Umolah Haaretz Deyos Hashem Kamayim Leyam Nechasim, when the world will be filled with the knowledge of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, like the waters cover the sea. Vias Kolot Tzedek Meheru V'Yomim.